What the fuck are you singing?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what I was singing earlier.
Pee-wat-tee, pretty young thing. I wanna love you. Pee-wat-tee, pretty young thing.
Oh hell yeah. God.
I might have had roller skates on at the time.
What has happened to this podcast?
Slip sliding away. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, yeah.
I told you the old fashions were going down smooth.
What are you drinking, Nick?
Day. I'm drinking a Imperial Stout right now.
My wine glass is dirty as f***.
Yeah, that means you drink right out of the bottle. Or the box.
I do have the bottle right next to me.
Yeah.
Is that like your favorite wine glass that you never wash? You just rinse off every once in a while?
No, I never use this.
That's the one when he's lazy in his little recording studio. He just pees into it because he doesn't want to go all the way to the bathroom.
I do that. That's true. No, I usually use stemless glasses, but I was like, this one's a little bigger. I'm just going to get this one. But it's dirty.
Glasses.
Yeah, dude, all right. Does that mean it's a
goblet?
No, dude, it's a wine glass with no stem. It's got a flat bottom.
So it's a flute, then?
It's like this girl that I dated in high school.
So it's like a regular glass, is what you're saying?
No, dude, it's a wine glass with no stem. You've never seen a stemless wine glass? No, there's no base.
I don't drink wine. I don't drink wine.
Oh, my God, what is happening right now?
You're very fancy.
So it's just the top of the glass, then, basically.
Yeah, it's a wine glass with no stem.
Yeah, with no stem or stand. It's just that.
Yeah, and it's got a flat bottom.
Flat bottom girls make the rockin' world go round.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, sorry. I have a statement and a question. Are we recording?
We are always recording.
Answer. Does a bear in the woods.
Okay. Statement. Welcome to the Comfy Couch Nerdy Legion. Hey, guys, I wanted to bring you here on the weekend where everyone might be a little drunk to ask you a scenario question. I'm sure Ronnie wasn't part of this because you were out and about today. But I was asking the Discord gentleman, I have a pretty monumental birthday coming up in a few months.
29.
So last night, the wife goes, what do you want for your birthday? You should get something, like, pretty cool, like, memorable. And I was sort of him and hon, because I never know. I mean, for me, money grows on trees. I reach out and I grab it. I don't take care of bills.
Damn right.
Yeah, so we're I don't adults even know here. What that checkbook is. I check to see if the checkbook's there. That's all I do. So I don't know if she's talking memorable for $50, memorable for, I don't know, $200. I'm not made of money. I have no idea. So I'm just like, yeah, I'll look into that. And she's like, no, you should get something memorable, like something that you know, you could look back on and remember. I'm like, all right. So then all of a sudden, an hour later, she comes downstairs. I thought she was sleeping. No, she was not. Comes downstairs and she's like, what about a signed lithograph by Alex Ross?
What?
And I know. And I was just like, what are you talking about? And she goes, you know, I've been looking around upstairs. Okay. And she goes, or you could get, and you know, all like, she's never read a comic. She doesn't know. I'm sure she has no clue that comics are as expensive as they are. So she just has no clue. All she knew, and I asked her today, like, why'd you pick Alex Ross? Like, well, how'd that get in your head? And she's like, that's the only person that came to mind last night. So then after the lithograph, like, I'm like, well, I don't know. And she was like, well, what about a sketch? She's like, I know you like Spider-Man. What about a Alex Ross sketch with Spider-Man? That's only $1,000. And I was just like, yeah, that ain't happening. Like, what? In my head, I'm like, okay, maybe I can get like, I'll be able to get like a Batman black and white statue. You know, like I'm thinking, you know, $100, 200 tops. And she had no clue like what any, and I'm like, one, I'm not that enamored with Alex Ross anymore as Ronnie can, let everyone know I just don't care for his color.
Yep.
Scheme that he's currently into. I just don't care for it. I think he's still awesome. I mean, she does have a point. She's like, well, don't you think that if any artist around, don't you think, God forbid, Alex Ross passes away, whatever he has out there is going to increase in value? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Okay, he's very popular. Possibly. And she's like, so we could think of it as an investment. And I'm like, no. I'm like, don't ever think of a comic book as an investment. I'm like, no, no, no. I'm like, I can't do that. I just can't. So finally, today, I was like, you know, I was talking to her, and that's why I wanted to pick you guys' brain, and I sort of brought it up on Discord. Like, in my head, I'm thinking, you know, the IDW artist edition, those are cool, and it does feel like a memorable thing. Also, I was debating, and this is something that I just wanted to work with you. I wanted to ask you guys. I've never really gone the original art route outside of a con, so I don't even know how to approach that. Also, I need to know the pitfalls and the hurdles, because in my head, I don't want to reach out to a famed artist like Martin Ferretti and ask him, hey, I have a special occasion coming up. What are your rates? And then all of a sudden, Martin Ferretti's rates are 5 times more than I ever would think to pay. And then how do you nicely but, you know, let them know also, like, yeah, this will be the last time we'll be talking, because obviously you are way more expensive than I could ever afford. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know you guys have bought stuff outside of a con, whether that's a Kickstarter or whether that's reaching out to an artist that you like, and like, oh, how do you bridge that gap without making it sound like, whatever your price is, buddy, I'm in. Sign me up. You know, because I can't afford $1,000. I can't even afford $500. So it's like, shoot, I don't know. You know, like, I want to go down that road, but I don't know how to go down that road. So I thought I would ask both of you.
I'm trying to figure out what the problem is, Nick. I mean, basically, she's saying you can get whatever you want. Well, she said you can get whatever you want.
She did, but I also, just because she throws out $1,000 doesn't mean she really needs $1,000. Like, let's keep it reasonable. That's why in my head I'm like, maybe $300. I mean, this is not a birthday of like, I'm turning 37. You know, this is a big birthday.
Hey, I'm turning 37.
But you know what I mean? Like, you're gonna do something special for 37, but 37 is not like a 40, a 50, a 21, a 30, you know? Like, there's monumental birthdays that you hit.
Sure.
Yeah, I have one coming up next month, actually.
Is it what is it, 30?
Yeah, 21 and holding.
Oh, man.
Wait a second, how are you drinking then?
Shh. I'm at home in my parents' basement.
Oh.
So have you broached that with your wife?
Yeah, but...
And has she put, like, a cap on it? Like, that's where, like, I don't do the bills, so I don't know what the cap is. But when she threw out $1,000, I know it's not $1,000. Let's be freaking real here.
Well, here's my catch-22, though. Because mine's on the 3rd, hers is on the 5th, and it's the same monumental birthday.
So no matter whether the money grows on trees for her or not, she will be doing the mental calculator of like, I spent this much on Ronnie's birthday.
Yeah.
2 days later, what did he spend on mine? I got a dozen roses from the grocery store. What the F?
Yeah. He stopped at Quick Trip and got me a big gulp and a plastic flower.
Well, honey, snap into a Slim Jim. Baby, I know you love Macho Man.
Yeah.
Well, see, so I bought my wife a smartwatch for her birthday in June. So I'm expecting a gift of equal or greater value.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah.
That's usually how we roll, except for these monumental type things.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You're really asking the wrong person, because I don't give a shit about birthdays. You know what I mean?
I agree. hey, but guess what? If I can get an artist edition, that I want something memorable, which she has a point there. But I also don't know how to broach reaching out to an artist that I like to do, like, I love Starman. I would like you to draw Starman. How much would that cost? That will cost you $700. Okay, bye. Like, how do you not make that completely awkward?
Well, because you got to think, Nick, you're not going to be the first person to ask this and not respond back, right? Because there's going to be tons of other people that have DM'd them or whatever asking the same thing and not responded back after they threw out their prices.
Yeah,
and so this is just daily life for them.
Well, and the thing is, you might get, if they're already swamped, they might give you a higher price because they know you're going to say no.
Sure.
So what you need to do is, all right, you seem dead set on these artist editions or maybe getting some kind of original artwork.
Yeah, I would, because even my wife is like, you know, you could get a really big statue because I do like the statues, but then she's like, all of your Batman black and white, like that's usually the size I go for because they're affordable. And she goes, if you get this big one, like, you know, I'm sure you've both seen like the big Bowen, like Hulk versus Wolverine type statue.
Oh, yeah.
Those things are so gigantic. She's like, how could you ever put it next to the other statues and not completely make it look dwarfed? And it's like, yeah, you're right. So then she's like, well, why don't you look into like, you know, original art. And in my head, I'm like, maybe it could be affordable, but then I check like Caden's art and I'm like, ooh, a lot of that stuff is not affordable. It is affordable, just not in my price range, I guess. That's what I'm saying.
All right. If you were to get, so I know you mentioned the Zek artist edition earlier.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to get like a commission, let's say, of, we'll just say Starman because you already brought that up. Who would you choose to do a Starman commission?
Well, I mean, I immediately know people I can't go to.
Well, you don't know that.
Well, I mean, when you look on Cadence and like everything, like their going rate is on average like $700, $800. That's not my rate. I can't do that. But that, to be honest with you, like a lot of the artists that I like, not to avoid the question, but a lot of the artists that I like, I thought, well, I'll go on their Twitter and I'll see if they have a website. And I'm guessing on their website, they'll have prices. And so many of them don't.
Yeah, no, you need to reach out to them and actually talk to them about it.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that.
To be honest
with you, would I like, I love me some Gabriel Hardman. I like Searcher. You know, I'm looking at artists like that. You know, Peter Krause, I would love to see his Starman. Like that, that's what I'm picturing.
Yeah. See, the problem with that is, if you wanted to get original art that they haven't already done, you'd have to kind of look at the timeline. And right now is probably the worst time to get that kind of stuff because you got New York Comic Con coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So all those guys are going to be busy with commissions for New York Comic Con. The other thing is, even if they weren't doing conventions, you might have a long lead time if they're doing other work. So like Patch, he's busy on Twitter 24/7, so he doesn't have time to be drawing your stuff. I'm just kidding. I love Patch. Patch is the best. He's one of the few people I haven't muted, even though he's super political, because his stuff is hilarious.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. But you see what I mean? Like, so you have to give him like at least a 3-month leeway, I would say, on some of these guys.
But let's also not forget, I'm not 10 years old. If it took somebody if they even said, I could do that for you, you'll see it in February. I'd be like, all right, I'll see it in February. Like, I'm not a 10-year-old that needs it in November. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm good like that. Like, I would wait for Philip Hester to do it. That would look phenomenal. Yeah. And I know it would be solid. So it's well worth the wait for me.
So what you're saying is you're not a millennial.
Yes. Absolutely not.
you don't want that instant gratification. You can wait for it.
No.
I think what you're saying is you should get a Starman by Phil Hester.
Yeah, that would be freaking awesome.
I don't know like what his workload is. What's he been working on? He was just on Red Hood. He did something else.
I know that he's coming out with something for Aftershock later on, I think.
Well, that's later on, though. So he's probably got a lot of it drawn already.
Yeah.
Because usually, like, those projects are done way in advance. The Marvel and DC stuff, not so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure, like, how busy he is. So I think you could definitely go that route. I think one thing that I like to do when I go to cons, and I told you this before, Nick, I don't generally like to get artwork from established names. I try to find, like, the little indie table in the corner that nobody's at to see, like, what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if the art style is similar to something that you already enjoy, then that kind of might be the way to go.
Oh, trust me. Believe me, I was thinking of Daniel Koonin.
Koonin, yeah.
Koonin. But his Kickstarter just ended, so guess what he's doing? Drawing his Kickstarter. So,
yep.
Good luck with that one. That's why I sort of shifted from that over to Artist Edition, because it'll still feel like you're looking at original artwork, which it is, but it's also like stuff that I could never ever afford that.
Another good one would be Jorge Santiago too.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
He's a little tied up with the new book though.
Yeah. For people.
I'm sure that's out of my price range.
For who?
Peoples?
Oh no. Well, you know, Peoples is a little expensive. He's always been expensive. And I don't even know, like, what his time is right now. He's on Titans, so.
Well, I got the 1% guy from Valiant from him that he did for me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And it wasn't Alex Ross expensive.
Yeah, but that was a sketch cover.
No. It was 11 by 8.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Full figure.
See, so I think you need to start somewhere, Nick. You need to figure out kind of what price range you wouldn't feel bad asking for something, right?
Oh, so, I got an idea.
Yeah.
Since you have to start somewhere, Nick, right? Yeah. So let's do your fantasy artist draft.
Dun, dun! There we go.
My fantasy artist draft would probably be, you know, that Kickstarter that you showed me? Ronnie, with all of the first comics figures, you could just rattle off all of those artists, and that would be my fantasy draft. You have Grell, you have Rude. All Larson. I need is like, yes, I need Chaykin. Too funny.
I bet you can get Chaykin to do like a Comicsgate penis in the ass picture, and he would do it like for free.
Probably not for free. I mean, come on.
Oh, I don't
think about it.
That's true. He might tell you to donate $5 to the Hero Initiative or something. I think he would gladly do that.
I'd respect that.
It would be the most massive, veiny, thrombing penis in the world, too. Chaykin loves to draw some penis.
It would be like Black Kiss, where it has the black bar going across the cover. the plastic cover.
Uh-huh.
I remember buying that, and then I got rid of the plastic to see what was underneath that black part, and it was just like a woman in a G-string. Like, this ain't nothing. God. What the hell? Like, come on. But you got me to buy it for $5. Damn you.
You could do that. You can get, like, Gal Gadot's skirt from Wonder Woman.
Oh, trust me. I went on to eBay and put in, like, original comic art. And all of a sudden, I got all these sketches from, like, 18-year-olds. And it was all, like, just... Now, I won't even call it cheesecake, because that's an insult to cheesecake artists. Oh, my God. Horrible. And I hearing you say, Ronnie, that they deal with this every day, that makes it a lot easier now to like just approach them off the cuff, because the worst thing that they're gonna say is like, no time, sorry dude.
Yeah, that's the worst thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll do that for $1,200. What?
Yeah, so then you just move on to your next pick.
Yep.
Yeah,
exactly.
Not even, I mean, you don't have to reply.
Then I'll be like, I don't even know who the hell I would even ask.
No, you gotta look at, like, what it is that they're doing. So, like, I would love, alright, for example, the final page of, what was it, Batman 52? The Lee Weeks page? You know what I'm talking about, Ronnie? When he goes back to the original costume?
Yes.
I would love to own that page. Here's the problem. Mm-hmm. Lee Weeks, is very expensive. Anybody that's on Batman is going to be ridiculously expensive.
Yep.
And right so.
Yeah, sure.
I would say most people at the big two would probably, as soon as you get on the big two, why wouldn't you jack up your rates a little bit?
Yep.
You got a lot more eyes out there.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, it's understandable. But I did look at, Barton, just to let you know, I was on the IDW page, and I did look at, and of course it's sold out, but Carlos Esquivera, the Judge Dredd artist, he has an IDW thing with a, like, original print, autographed, blah, blah, blah. And if that thing wasn't sold out, and it was, like, limited to 50, I was like, son of a bitch. Now that's something that's memorable.
No kidding.
Yeah. It's like, shit, I didn't even know he did stuff like that.
Interesting. Yeah, the Judge Dredd original art's not that expensive either, by the way.
Yeah. Well, except for Bolin stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah, but probably except for Bolin.
Yeah, Bolin retains value.
Yeah, yeah. But usually you can get a good chunk of those for like $200-$300.
Yeah, that's a good price.
Yep.
That's a great price.
Matter of fact, I wonder if you can get, I mean, I don't, you know what? I'm just going to buy myself some Starman original art.
Yes. How dare you?
No, I was just thinking about
don't
that.
Don't steal that out.
Think about like a character like Starman. Like nobody gives a shit except us.
I know.
Right?
And after Tony Harris's debacle last year, stuff might be pretty cheap.
Let's see. Yeah, there's a few pages for like $1.25.
See, I haven't even looked. I might have to go look.
Yeah, not very many available though.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I saw Tony Harris at Heroes. His table was empty.
He wasn't even there.
No, he was there. He was there.
Yeah.
I just stumbled across the Phil Hester Swamp Thing page.
Really?
Yeah. And then there's a Lowball Real Cheap Shipwreck page, too.
What?
Yeah.
Dying.
Oh, that is cheap.
Yeah. Do you see it?
There's a few of them. Page five?
Yeah. Man.
Can I send you two down rabbit holes now?
well, I don't want the juicer.
Yeah, that's true. I don't want the originals. I want covers.
Nick, I bought a Judge Dredd and a Starman. Happy birthday to you, Furby. Thank you. Bye bye. No, you guys, come on.
Mm-hmm.
I would even take some of the lesser known Starman artists as well. It doesn't have to be Tony Harris.
Sure.
Yeah. But it's all going through the head. I'm putting it together, you know.
No,
there's no way I can afford, like, Gil Kane, you know, six-armed Spider-Man. So if I can get into the IDW Artifact Edition, well, guess what? I have dreams about six-armed Spider-Man. You know, it's like that image has stuck with me for decades.
See, I don't think you're going big enough here, Nick.
I know.
I mean, the artist editions are worth like $1.50. So you can probably get it for like $100 on, what's that website, Ronnie?
Comic Art Fans?
No.
InStock Trades?
InStock Trades.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like InStock Trades or Half Price Books, like one of those places. I bet you can get them for like $100.
Yeah, sure.
And like, I don't know, man, like, that's roughly about usually what I spend on a gift for myself for my birthday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you get a big birthday coming up, you got to splurge a little bit. I understand the finance situation here, but you know, splurge a little bit, dude.
I know. I just can't put it into a grand scale without being, let's get an Alex Ross for $1,200. What the hell are you doing? Like, you can't do that, dummy.
All right. Well, I mean, don't do that. But what you should do is, you know, talk to your lovely wife and be like, hey. I don't expect to spend $1,000 on an Alex Ross whatever, but like realistically, what kind of budget are we looking at? Because see, like some things is easy for me, right? So what I do is if I find something that I like, I'll see if it's on Amazon. If it's on Amazon, I'll put it on my wish list. And so whenever a birthday comes up or Christmas or whatever, my wife just goes into my wish list and just buys random shit from the wish list.
Sure.
If you want original comic art, I mean, you're not going to have that, but still.
Right. So are you saying find out how much it is for a budget and then head to Charlotte Russe?
Yes.
Ooh.
You can get a Charlotte Russe gift card.
I'm sure that'll be memorable.
It's the gift that keeps on giving with a scratch and an itch.
Just don't go to the Charlotte Russe by the airport. That one's a little shady.
And then the cost of the plumber to get the glitter out of the drain from the shower.
Yeah. Very true, very true, very true.
They do put a lot of glitter on their clothing, don't they? They have those the sequin purses that you can flip. I don't know, Ronnie, yeah. Nick, you probably haven't seen that. Ronnie, you've probably seen it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's like little sequin like circles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you can move them up one way, and they say one thing with a particular color, and then you move them down, and they see something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially since it's would be a birthday. I mean, glitter guns would have come out for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, I've looked up a lot of original comic art on Cadence and Comic Art Fans and eBay and all that. I have never in my life searched for Spider-Man original art. And let me tell you, do not search for Spider-Man original art, because there is a lot of triple X stuff in here.
Oh, bye.
Triple X stuff?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I'm not going to tell you what to search for, but for example, if you were to put together the words, let's just say Marvel Comics and Black Cat and the original art and Spider-Man and Venom and Gwen, Mary Jane, Carnage, you might come up with something that is definitely not for the kids.
Oh my gosh.
Interesting.
Yikes. But my guess is, going back to the original bit, reaching out to an artist will certainly be a cheaper way to go than going through Cadence. Because you assume that the artist will have to pay whatever Cadence prices is, 15-20%, so they're just charging 15-20% more.
Yeah, because a lot of the guys on Cadence have like an art rep. So you're paying that fee on top of that, too.
That's what I thought. Cutting out the middle guy.
Yep.
Right. And really, I would assume, going back to your original point, Martin, if you reach out to somebody and they're like, yeah, all my stuff's up on Cadence, that's pretty much like saying, I'm going to charge you three times as much because I don't have the time right now. So look at my old shit. Like, I don't have the time to talk to you, dum-dum.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I know a lot of artists use Big Cartel. I don't know, like, if they have a search feature.
That's scary.
I think Franco Villa uses.
Yeah, Franco Villa does. Yep, he sure does.
Yeah.
Anything with the name Cartel in it, I'm staying away from that.
I don't know.
Yeah, no. And a lot of artists that I go onto their website, they're like, I'm doing con commissions. If you want something, sign up. That, like, you could just tell by the wording, like, I'm doing nothing but con commissions and regular work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, talk to you later.
Well, you might not have found the right person.
True. At some point, it's going to get to the point where it's like, I've done enough, like, searching that I'm just... I'll figure something else out, you know?
You need to slide up in those DMs is what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Well, I mean, you know, look at Mike. Mike's got that one guy that he gets, like, a commission a year from, at least, right? Sometimes more.
Mm-hmm.
He did, like, all the Big Barda and Miracle Man and all that other stuff for him.
Yep.
So you might just need to find somebody like that.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just at the beginning of my search, so... Leonard Nimoy has not come on with a commercial break yet. I'm still in search of. Still laying down groundwork.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah, but just talking to you guys makes it a little easier for the approach. Where before I was so worried that I was like going to offend the guy if I'm like, yeah, you're way too expensive. I'm out. Peace.
Oh. Yeah, you just got to get in there and ask. And like I said before, it's like the fields that we work in. You know, we get asked the same amount of questions. We call them stupid people questions, but we get them asked all the time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So to them, it would be a stupid person question, even though they wouldn't say that. But, I mean, it's the same question that they get asked probably 20 times a day.
Mm.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. Good idea.
All right, here you go. I found you. A Titans original art. It looks like a cover by Mike Choi being sold on his Big Cartel site. It's only $1,600.
See, there you go. Well, so shockingly, I don't have my credit card on me, Martin. So if you could just grab that, and I'll pay you Monday for that. Just send it on over, and when I receive it, I will send out that money.
Yes. See, now you're talking. I'm curious. He's got some original irony for a penny. So I'm pretty sure it's not a penny.
Yes. Yes.
But there's a beautiful Gal Gadot Wonder Woman on here.
Mm.
Which one? What's the other one that I like on here? Let's see. Yeah, there's two of those. There's a Death in here from Sandman, Vertigo.
Yeah, yeah.
Very realistic. But they're only a penny. I'm going to buy all of them right now. I wonder if they're actually.
Wow. You want them all.
Never mind. Sold out. That's why they're a penny.
Yeah, bastards. When I went to Gabriel Hardman's page, all of his Invisible Republic was like ask for prices, and it's like, come on, like what am I supposed to do? Like ask for, and I hate to say it, like Invisible Republic, it wasn't that big. Like your Marvel work and DC work, like all of those had prices. I don't know why Invisible Republic is ask for prices.
Hmm.
And there wasn't even, like, it was one page. It was, like, a cover. But it's, like, for other pages, ask for prices. And it's, like, this, you're not even letting me know, are you selling 3 pages or are you selling 400 pages? I don't
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, my mind is not that inquiring. That's too many hoops for me to jump through. No, thank you.
I hear you. I hear you. Jesus Christ, and Tony Daniels expensive. Oh, we cannot have this topic of discussion on this podcast anymore.
You must have misread that. There's no way it was Tony Daniels. Oh, it was his art, not his writing. Okay, now I get it.
Oh, come on now. He did just fine in that book.
Mm-hmm.
He was on there for how long? He was on there for like 30 issues, bro.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
He was.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing with you. You're right. He was.
It was fantastic. Holy shit. Oh, okay. There's a Wonder Woman cover. It's $5,000. Woo! Or not a Wonder Woman, a Catwoman.
Oh, my. Catwoman?
Catwoman.
By Jim Ballion?
By Tony Daniel.
Oh, Tony Daniel. Okay.
Oh, my God.
There's a full Swamp Thing by Phil Hester that's pretty reasonable.
Oh.
Oh, is it? Do tell.
Yeah. It's a full body. It's Swamp Thing 145, page 14, and he even signed it. And it's like, well, that one's the expensive one, but it's $500. But there's a Green Arrow one that's $125.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, I think the $300 to $500 range is extremely reasonable for anything that's not like, you know, the Trinity or X-Men or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be one of your criteria, dude.
It will be.
You're a little too goosey-goosey here.
What do you mean?
You need to have a price range. You need to decide, do I want to just get a book?
Yeah.
Granted, the artist editions are beautiful, but it is just a book. Or would you rather have an original page?
Yeah.
A commission by an artist where it's brand new material that nobody else has. I want you guys to know.
There is an appeal to that.
The more we talk, the dirtier my glass is getting. And I haven't even touched it in like 10 minutes. It's literally turning brown.
Is it one of those color changing glasses? Like if it gets warm, it changes to a different color?
Yes, it changes like from crystal clear to poop brown. Looks like it's growing fucking mold or something on it.
Jeez.
Do people wash dishes in this house? What's happening right now? I'm just going to drink out of the bottle. Screw this.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to get like salmonella or something.
And all of a sudden this Nerdy Legion turned into open bar.
Oh, no.
Yeah, quite possibly. It doesn't help that it's so hot in here. I'm freaking getting drunker by the second.
Have you started shedding clothes yet?
I'm wearing my flannel shirt and my Speedos.
Oh, no. Oh God. Mm-hmm, what an image. Mm-hmm.
Hey, if it makes you feel any better, though, Nick, my birthday is in 3 days, and I have not picked out what I want.
yikes, you better get on that, kid.
I hadn't even thought about it. My wife asked me a couple weeks ago. I was like, I don't know. And then I was thinking about it today, and I was like, well, fuck, I need to get a damn present for myself. So at least you still have like a month and a half or two. Well, yeah. It's about 2 months. I'm just not going to get anything, I guess. I'm going to buy an air conditioner for this fucking room.
That would be money well spent.
That would be, yeah.
It would.
But then imagine the noise that you would get over that microphone.
Well, I get noise now. I have to cut it out when I do the editing because I have a fan 3 feet away from me.
Or you'd faint.
Yeah. And I mean, it doesn't help a whole lot, but at least it keeps the air flowing in here. With the AC, I'll run it for an hour before I record, and I can just cut it off, and it's still cool in here.
And you look really cool with the wind flowing through your hair, too.
Yep. Oh, you know it.
Yeah, hell
especially,
yeah.
Especially now that I buzzed it all off.
Oh, God. Looking like a crazy person from the old monkeys.
You did one of your three-month haircuts.
Yes, I cut my hair 4 times a year. When it gets too long where I have to brush it, then it's time to cut it. When I get a neck beard, it's time to cut it.
Unless it's winter, of course, because then you need the neck beard.
Well, that's true, but it's not. So now I'm growing my facial beard so I can be like just an E-Hart.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Get some nice scented oils for your beard.
That's right. I ordered some of that argan oil he suggested.
Which apparently Dennis has been using since 1930.
Come on now, Dennis is not that old.
All right, 35.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, that's more like it. That seems about right. Seems about right.
Yeah, Nick, you need to get back and just set some guidelines for you and see where you want. Who do you want? What price range you want? Go from there.
You have to realize there's like, this is just me. This has nothing to do with my wife. There's a whole, like I said, money grow on trees type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also the other side of the Catholic guilt. Don't really want to spend any money because I don't really care about it.
The buyer's
as
regret.
Well, no, I won't say regret. Just like, I don't even know if I can justify doing XYZ. And then there's also the laziness of, I don't really want to pick anything out for myself. I just don't even want to think about it.
Because
it's just like, there's nothing really that I need. This is all just like above and beyond type stuff.
Yeah.
So to actually buy like that one book that I showed that I sent you pictures of, that was around Judge Dredd and like the making of it and like, it showed like color theory and stuff like that revolving around Judge Dredd.
Mm-hmm.
I bought that and I didn't really even look at the price. The price was completely affordable, but it was just one of those like, yeah, that looks really cool. All right. I can, you know, I want to read that entire book, but did I search that out? Did I go no, I just tripped over it. That's why I don't know how far I'm going to roll this rock up the hill. Cause at some point I'm just going to be like, oh, this isn't even work. Like I spent 3 hours today while Liz was watching a TV show. I was half watching it, looking up like original art on eBay and cadence art and blah, blah, blah. And at the end of the time, 4 hours later, I didn't make any decision, didn't even find things to put into a cart or take pictures of to remember. And it's just like, wow, that was a waste of 4 hours. What the hell did I just do? So could it roll around and she just say, well, I'll take you out to a nice dinner. And it's like, all right, sounds good. Like, yeah, it could do that. And then I won't have anything. But to be honest with you, like, I like your attitude of you could get a commission. No one else has that piece of art. That is yours.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something that's tantalizing there. But there's also something tantalizing of, like, I'm going to go to Mike Perkins' website. What prints does he do? And, ooh, I like that Captain America print. I'm going to get that because I like Captain America and Mike Perkins. And guess what? A print's $25.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's just something new that's on my wall. Like, I don't know if I'm wired. Like, I'm going to buy, and I have original comic book pages, but I don't know if I'm wired enough now because the way the prices of pages and artwork is at this point compared to in the 90s and the 80s, I don't know if I can afford to do that. and be able to justify, like, I own a page of Eddie Current by Ted McKeever. And it's like, shit, like, in the 80s, that was affordable. Now, mm-hmm. I don't think that would ever be affordable. I have Sandman Mystery Theater from, who the hell was drawing it? Not Vince Locke, Guy Davis. Well, guess what? Guy Davis did Hellboy. I'm sure his pages at this point would be pretty unaffordable at this point.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm sort of wrestling with. Because I would be over the moon if I found, you know, somebody who I really love, a character that I really love done by an artist well. Even if I didn't know the artist, I would be over the moon to hang it in my room just to have something new to look at. That'd be exciting. So that's why it's like, I don't know. I wasted 4 hours. When it comes down to it, I wasted 4 hours instead of reading comic books. I wasted it just, it's like mental masturbation, like getting nowhere. There was no finish. It was just all like dry humping.
Jesus.
It was like whiskey dick is basically what you're saying.
You got it.
Man, I just found a David Finch original Moon Knight for only $300.
Is that like 2009-ish?
2008.
Is that one?
Holy cow. That seems uber affordable.
Free shipping.
But now, does it actually show anything? Is there any character that's like, ooh, there's Moon Knight or Bushmaster or whatever?
It's just Moon Knight.
Wow.
It looks like it might have been like a sketch cover or something.
Mm.
Not a sketch cover, like a con sketch.
Oh.
Yeah, when I find original art, especially like original artwork, and it's that affordable, if it's like a Green Arrow book, Green Arrow is not in costume, nor is Ollie even on the page.
Oh, right.
You know, it's like, oh, who are these people? Mm-hmm. It's like, ooh, a Starman page for $200, and it's Ted Knight, you know, in the observatory looking through his, you know, it's like,
Well, I put it in our chat.
Ooh, nice.
I see that.
I don't. I'm pouring another beer, but I will soon.
Well, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let me stop you.
Thank you. It's called Fun Sponge.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Hell, is it fun?
I don't know. I haven't taken a sip of it yet. But it has a kick-ass art on it. Maybe that's what I should do. I should buy some artwork of beer labels.
There you go.
Some of them are freaking awesome.
Now you're talking. Oh, man. Now I'm having rabbit holes.
Yes.
I'm here to have you buy something. Come on.
Listen, I've been doing so good. And then I recorded with Aaron and Ronnie, and I bought something. I don't even know what I bought. I guess I'll find out when it gets here.
Oh, no, Ronnie.
That's okay. Aaron yells at me daily.
Yeah, you are a Kickstarter pimp.
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
Oh, my God, Nick, I found your birthday present.
Ooh.
Oh. Starman number 30 cover, Tony Harris original art, signed.
Don't.
It's only... Here, let's play a game.
Uh-oh.
It's called Guess the Price of This Damn Cover.
Okay.
Do you want to do this blindly, or do you want me to send a picture of it?
Send a picture or describe it to the listener.
All right. I'm putting it in our chat so you can look at it.
Oh, shoot. And that's one of my favorite issues.
It is the cover to issue 30. It's got,
Jack
Knight and, what's the pirate? What's his name? I wish I remember. Anyway,
I remember too.
Johnny Depp.
It's got Jack Knight and Johnny Depp, on the cover. And it looks like there's a Kraken maybe in the background, a lighthouse.
Yeah.
And it looks like
it's past.
Yeah. Yeah. And it looks like it's been drawn on like an old parchment map.
Oh, it's so good.
It's only $3,000, Nick.
See, I would have guessed a little bit more.
Oh, I lied. It's $4,000.
See, I was going to guess 33. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's a good
one,
though.
I will say, Martin, going back to what you were talking about, owning this, that would be like, mother effer. I would so just hold on to that. Like, oh my God, that would be a treasured.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. No one else would have that.
See, so that's what I'm saying, dude. You got to find something meaningful to yourself.
But that's the issue. Like, this, yes, it's a cover, but covers are 4 times more expensive than anything else. Like, ugh. And I get why, but ugh. There's my fun sponge. Look at that artwork. Ugh. Give me that. Give me that artwork.
It's pretty sweet looking, I got to tell you.
Yeah, it's skeleton Vikings.
I'm impressed. You know, that guy's kind of a douchebag, but he can draw the hell out of some shit.
Yeah, we don't support him, but we support him from 20 years ago.
Yep. Does James Robinson, like, partially own the character or something?
I doubt that.
Obviously not Starman. What was his name? Ted Jack. Or Jack? Jack, right?
Yeah.
Because he created that character. Him and Tony created that character.
Correct.
Because Snyder's putting Starman in Justice League.
Really?
Yeah. With issue 6.
Not Star Girl.
No, Starman. And apparently he's doing multiple Starmen.
Oh,
and I think
Snyder,
one is Jack. The other one's the one that I fucking hate. You know what? Which one I'm talking about?
'70s one?
No, the '70s one is the blue one. No, the one right after that one.
Blue and gold.
The dummy from the '80s. He shows up in the Robinson series for like 3 pages and gets killed.
Yeah,
Jack or Jack's brother, right?
No. Jack's brother dies in the first page of the first issue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, issue 0.
God, now I got to find out what the hell. All right, you know what? We're going to
Are
Wikipedia.
Are you sure this is Snyder?
Oh, for sure. No, right, it's definitely Snyder.
Ronnie, uh-huh. You put your earmuffs on.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be so much better if it was Jeff Johns?
Yes.
Handling multiple Starmen?
100,000%. 100,000%.
Snyder going to make metal versions of them? That's what I want to know. So all of a sudden there's going to be some dumb SNM version of Starman? If it is, get the hell out of here. I'm taking my plunge sponge and I'm going home.
Will Payton, that's the one.
Yes.
I fucking hate that one. No, it's my least favorite.
Did you ever read the last book of Starman? Because it's all Will Payton.
Oh, God. Now I have to read it, and I don't want
to. You have to read it, and I can guarantee you he will turn you around on Will Payton.
Yeah, but that's because it's James Robinson. Good.
It is.
It has nothing to do with Will Payton. It's James Robinson.
No.
He's a freaking genius.
Correct. Yes, correct. Correct.
Ronnie, did you read that Nick Fury book he did?
Yeah.
The Nick Fury Jr.? God, that shit was freaking awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, his only misstep was recently. Did he do Fantastic Four?
No. I think he did... Oh, hell. I just had it on the tip of my tongue. Didn't he do an issue of Wonder Woman or something? And he's taking over Detective for a couple of issues.
Huh, okay. I could have swore he touched Fantastic Four or another teen family type book. And it just was not, I wanted him to just so Starman it up and it was just, he bobbled it.
Listen,
maybe it was Invaders.
Right now, only Scott Snyder is allowed to James Robinson stuff.
Oh, but he can't do it. He's freaking over and over again. Stop. Go put Batman in a bustier. Go ahead and do that. Put steel spikes on the Joker. Go ahead. Enjoy doing that.
Oh, hey, yeah. you know it would be awesome though. Snyder. All right, so Snyder brings it in. Okay, Ted and Will.
Mm-hmm.
But then that means that James Robinson gets to do a Justice Society of America. With Starman as the lead. See, now we're talking. Ronnie, you should talk about that on your podcast.
Thank you. Well,
what podcast?
Your DC podcast where you talk about Marvel.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't do that. Stop.
That Aaron Bell's never read Justice Society. He doesn't know.
Oh, he did because it was John's.
Oh, that's right. But did he ever read James Robinson's Justice Society?
Probably not. Oh. I don't know. I can't speak for him, but it's probably 80% sure that if he did read it, he probably didn't like it. because he doesn't like a lot of things.
That is true. Mm.
That's his MO.
I'll give you that.
That's true. Where if Ronnie doesn't like it, he just won't comment on it.
That's true.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if one of my top 10 favorite Marvel characters gets another number one last week by a writer that I'm not too thrilled about, then I'll just say, hey, I read this and the art was cool.
Is this a hint?
I must have missed that tweet because I would have even responded to that.
Nick agreed with me about it.
I would even respond to that obscure tweet with, I didn't even think the art was that good.
Oh, wow. Wait, what are we talking about here?
We're not even already talked about it.
No. Don't say it, Ronnie. Right. I will even say the one panel that had Natasha in it was the worst looking short bus version of Natasha I've ever seen. Holy Christ, that was ugly.
Yeah.
Wait. So I know what writer we're talking about. I'm just confused as to what book we're talking about. Because if Natasha was in it, it was that Marvel team-up.
Nope.
Negative, Ghost Rider. Negative.
All right, you guys got to tell me after I quit recording, but I'm going to continue recording.
It's the first time Ronnie and I have ever agreed on this book, and it's been going for about a year.
Yep, correct.
Wait, this book's been ongoing for a year.
But it just had a new number one.
After 12 issues or 13 issues, that was Smart Marvel.
Oh,
even though it's the same
writer. I know what we're talking about now. I think you guys are crazy because I really like that book.
Oh, that was the worst.
It was the best Baron Zemo in years.
No, go back like 3 issues. That's the best Baron Zemo.
Well, Ronnie didn't like that one.
Yeah, I know.
Which one is that one?
If you go back 3 issues, it's a War Machine.
Yep.
Oh, I thought he said 3 issues. I thought he said 3 years.
Hmm. No, I said 3 issues.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. But that, I don't know what the hell was wrong with the coloring was all weird. It was, oh, boy.
You know what it is? Ronnie's just mad because that guy left Black Eyed Kids to go do Punisher.
Yeah, that's a good paycheck.
So
that's
he's mad now.
A lot more eyes on him.
That's true.
Yeah, I get that.
Well, it's weird because I usually like his art. Like, really, really like it. But but this issue, not
See,
so much.
That's Chief. So weird. I thought it was more polished than what he was doing before.
Huh. Interesting. Maybe it's just the atmosphere surrounding things that...
I think you have it out for a particular writer, and you refuse to like the book in any way, shape, or form as a result.
No, I like Garth Ennis's Punisher Platoon.
Now I just want to go read more Punisher. First I was going to go read some Jeff Johns Justice Society, but see, even though I say all this, when I cuddle up into bed, I'm going to be opening up No Man's Land book 2 and continuing on. I always say I'm going to put this thing down, but I never do.
You're not done yet. It's only like 2,000 pages.
Dude, it's more than it's more than 2,000 pages because I read 2 full books, huge books. That was prelude to No Man's Land.
Hmm.
So trust me on this. That book feels longer, and I know this is blasphemy. It feels longer, not a trudge by no means. I'm thoroughly enjoying parts of it. But I gotta say, Clone Wars, much more entertaining.
Hmm. See, I started reading Clone Saga when you guys started reading it.
Nice.
But then a new book starting that character came out.
Wait, did I say Clone Wars or did I say Clone
You
Saga?
Meant Clone Saga. You said Clone Wars.
I meant Clone. Yeah, I meant Clone
I knew
Saga.
What you meant. Yeah, I knew what
okay,
you meant.
Sorry.
But then a new book came out and I was like, this is garbage! So I had to quit reading Clone Saga.
So, in other words, all you need is like another Wednesday to roll around and you're like, ooh, do books. Old stuff out of here.
I was like really mad.
Really?
Yeah.
On Clone Saga?
No.
Oh, okay.
The other thing.
Okay.
See, unlike people on Twitter, we veil are this dislike of things. You have to be smart to understand it. We veil it because we don't want to threaten people.
No,
what we're about.
That's true.
But that book is hot garbage.
Wow.
Yeah, Ronnie, are you reading that book?
I don't even know which one you're talking about.
Well, I mean, I was talking about Clone Saga, so that should give you a hint as to which current ongoing title from Marvel Comics I'm talking about. What's your opinion on it?
I like it.
Oh, okay. Well, good. I'm glad.
See?
I'm glad you like it.
Well, I'm glad I like it too, sir, because it's one of my favorite characters. So
there you go.
Fair enough.
I think I only read one issue, but I think I would be on Ronnie's side.
Fair enough.
I like the premise in the story, so if we get more than one arc out of it, I think it could be really interesting.
Yeah, my main issue, though, is the humor is too on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that Spidey's, or that character is a funny character.
Deadpool.
But it's a little too much.
Huh.
And then, like, and then the jokes get explained. Like, look, if you're too dumb to not understand the joke, then don't explain it to me, right? Because if I understand the joke, then you just fucking ruined it.
Yeah.
Does he explain it, or does he do, like, Family Guy and repeats it?
No. He explains it.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not that bad, though.
No, yes, it is. Shut your goddamn mouth.
I will not.
I'm trying to think, what was the joke in the last issue? Oh, damn it. And I read it and I was like, oh yeah, that's funny. And then he's like, yeah, because blah 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 from this TV show. And I'm like, no, god damn it. Every single issue it's that.
Well, you know.
You're such a millennial, Martin.
No, I like smart comics.
Okay, you like smart comics, but yet you picked this one up.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because that's not a smart comic, really.
Well, I mean, based on the last book he did, that was a smart book.
Okay. But it was a different character, though.
Sure, that's true.
So if the last book would have had these stupid jokes in it, then it would have been, like, out of character, and then Twitter would have blew up about it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, it would have.
But now that it's on this book, then it really doesn't... I mean, it fits the tone. It might be more on the nose than normal, but I mean, the character's been around for decades.
I know what joke made me angry. Fucking Iron Giant joke. I'm like, no, you don't talk about the damn Iron Giant. I don't want to spoil it for Nick, but it made me angry.
You need to go read The Wildstorm again.
Oh, God. I read that too many times.
I'm
about to go read that Beyonders book again. Ronnie, you missed a recording, but boy.
Yeah, I did.
That book is up our alleys. Oh my god, Ronnie. You're gonna love it.
I haven't had time this week.
Dude, I'm just telling you. You're gonna dig it. You're gonna dig it. It's got crazy conspiracy theories.
Ooh.
You're gonna love it.
Yes. Then I'll definitely dig it then.
The first two pages is like 8 different conspiracy theories connected into one. It's awesome.
Huh. Interesting. And there's some secret code in it, right?
Yeah, there's a cipher in the book, too. Each panel has a symbol, and somehow or other, the symbols combine to create a message. And if you email Paul Jenkins the message, then you get some kind of prize.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Dang. Maybe I should be getting this for my birthday. This sounds awesome.
Yeah, if you want your birthday present to be $3.99, then sure.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't I want that? That sounds awesome.
See, what you know what you could do? You could just go the other way, Nick. You can just get Liz to get you, like, a tour of Chicago breweries or something.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's not something that you could, like, cherish forever, except for maybe the memory.
And maybe or get really drunk.
Yeah, and maybe the hangover.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Matter of fact, my wife and I were talking about this today because I'm pretty damn sure... When we went, it was either Gatlinburg or we went to Sedona for our honeymoon. I'm pretty sure we ended up going into like this alley because there was like a whiskey distillery that was
ended up in the Blue Oyster Bar.
Well, no. But I explicitly remember going to like a tour at this distillery with my wife and drinking a lot of whiskey, and she also drinking whiskey. But the thing is, she does not drink whiskey because she hates it. So I think we were already drunk when we got there. And then we got nice. Even drunker, and now I can't remember where it was, and she doesn't remember it at all.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
So that sounds like a honeymoon. Are you sure that wasn't your wedding night?
No. Our wedding night was quite peaceful because we went to the place. I told you the story. We went to the place because we invited the whole family over. And then when we got there, we're like, just kidding. We're not getting married because we got married this morning. Ha, ha, ha. Because that's how we roll.
Yep.
My proposal was very romantic. We're talking about something. And I was like, hey, yeah. She said something. And I was like, yeah. We should just do that. Let's just get married. It was very romantic. She's like,
you didn't have a ring or anything?
No, hell no. I was on the phone with her. We weren't even in person.
Oh, my Lord.
I did that while we were laying in bed. And I'm like, yeah, we should do that. Like, no ring, no nothing. It was just off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. And even to this day, she's like, that was probably the most unromantic thing you've ever done. And I'm like, yeah, I wish I could take a knee and take that one back. But, you know, it happened.
Yep. But, I mean, I did have a ring the next time that I saw her. So I gave her a ring. And then I bought her wedding ring. And then she wanted to buy my wedding ring. And I was like, no, I'll pick one out. But then, like, 2 days before the wedding, she's like, did you pick your wedding ring out yet? And I was like, no. So I had to, like, I had to run to Zales real quick and just, like, find a wedding ring.
Zales. Zales.
Yeah, one of those places at the mall. Zales or Jared or something.
Yeah.
Every kiss begins with K.
Yeah, maybe it was K Jewelers. Yeah. I don't know. Who knows?
Because you're like, give me the best ring you have. Hold on. $38. That's in my pocket.
Dude, my wedding ring was like less than $100. It's just a titanium band.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, it had to be for $30 because the $8 had to be a pretzel and a soda on the way out.
That's true.
Yes,
that's true. Yes. After I
Auntie
swung by
Annie
the Charlotte Russe.
Right there. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you got to get those VIP rewards.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. We had a birthday party today to go to. My niece, my wife's cousin, her cousin's baby, however that works. She was turning seven.
Your niece, then.
Yeah, niece, right? No, second, whatever it is. Okay. My wife's cousin's kid had a birthday today.
Your second cousin, then.
Sure. There you go. My second cousin had a birthday today. And so yesterday I went to pick Zoe up and I took Reagan with me and my wife's like, get Lakeland a present. So I was like, all right. So I asked the girls if they wanted to go eat, which of course they did. So we're trying to figure out where to go eat. And, Reagan's like, let's go to the mall. And I was like, I'm not going to the goddamn mall. I hate going to the goddamn mall, but they love going to the mall. She's like, we should go eat at the food court. And I'm like, who wants to eat at the food court? Like, I understand I try to instill simplicity in my children, but goddamn it. I ain't that simple. So we're driving, we pass like Office Max, and Reagan loves going to Office Depot. Reagan loves going there for some reason. She just likes to like walk around Office Depot and look at just office supplies. I was like, I'm not going to Office Depot. So we're driving, and, I was like, oh, we'll go to McAllister's. I don't know if you guys have McAllister's where you're at. But the first job I ever had was at McAllister's making sandwiches. So, and I hadn't been there in, God, like 10 years probably. So I was like, let's go to McAllister's. And they're like, I don't even know what that is, but we went. And the weird thing is, in order to get to McAllister's, I had to pass by the mall. So of course I had to deal with them whining about the fact that we're driving past the mall, but not going into the mall. And I wanted to tell them, look, we can't go to the mall because that's where Charlotte Russe is, and I'm not allowed there anymore.
They just wanted a Zabaro's slice of pizza.
Ugh.
Nasty. Come on, Dad.
Nasty.
But, is McAllister's like a deli? A glorified Panera?
McAllister's deli, yeah.
Okay, I think we're getting those. They're starting to come to Chicagoland area.
Yeah, probably. They came here like 15, 16 years ago. I think they're out of Tennessee or something is where they originated.
Worth going to? Worth trying it out?
Yeah, it's good. They have one of the best Reubens. You know me. I love me some Reubens.
Yes, we do know that.
When I go to a restaurant, I always look for two menu items.
I know what those are.
What's that?
A Reuben.
A Reuben.
And a Philly cheesesteak.
You're goddamn right.
Golly. Hey, Martin, we have a listener to the Nerdy Legion. Look at this. This is our one listener right here. Welcome, Ronnie Barron. Holy cats. Good
one. Two things. So McAllister's does not have a Philly cheesesteak, but they
boo
do have a great Reuben. The what?
I said boo on them.
Yeah, boo on them, but they have a fantastic Reuben. In fact, Reagan had a Reuben. I was very surprised because she hates sauerkraut, but she's like, that looks good because they had a picture of it. She's like, that looks good. I was like, it's my favorite sandwich. So she ordered it, and she ate it, and she's like, I don't like sauerkraut, but this is really good. So I was very proud that Reagan liked it.
Did she substitute seaweed instead of sauerkraut?
No. They don't have seaweed there.
She loves herself some seaweed.
That she does do. Yes. She buys the little snack packs of seaweed at the grocery store. I had the Spud Max. The Spud is two baked potatoes mushed into one. So they cut like the ends off of each one and they just put them together.
Jesus.
And then you like fluff up the insides and then you add toppings. So the Spud Max has, cheddar cheese. It's got green onions, bacon, ham, sour cream, some other crap. I don't remember.
You had that and a Reuben.
No, she had the Reuben. I had the Spud Max.
Oh, okay. Good.
And then Zoe had mac and cheese and a fruit salad.
So they you guys went to this place where they actually had one of your two favorite sandwiches, but you ordered something completely different?
Listen, I thought that Ronnie Barron was a listener of this podcast, but apparently that's not the case because, you know what? Maybe I've never talked about this.
Well, I only know your two sandwiches because we talked about it at Jesse's Bar 2 years ago.
Jesse's Bar. Mm. Good times. Great catfish.
But I am following your logic, Ronnie. I'm asking the same question.
All right, so maybe I have not discussed this before. I have this very odd thing. I mean, I have a lot of odd things. But
Thanks for clarifying that.
one of my odd, I don't know if it would be a habit, but I have this weird thing where I cannot order the same thing that somebody else has ordered.
Oh my God.
Oh wow.
So
wait a minute. Let's debunk that right now. Let's go back to Jesse's Bar. You ordered the same thing that everyone ordered.
That was a little different.
Well, we don't even have to go back 2 years ago. Let's go back to last week when everybody got nacho fries.
Listen, you motherfuckers got nacho fries because I got nacho fries. I discovered
the Ronnie Barron nacho fry. Now you see the craziness that I deal with, right, Ronnie? You see it now. Yeah. Very visible. Okay, thank you.
All right, so I have this weird thing about ordering the same thing somebody else does. And I blame my wife for it because I was not always this way. But when we first got married, as you guys know, I'm very adventurous with my food. Mm-hmm. I will try anything at least one time. And it could be the nastiest fucking shit. I will try it. Just because I want to see what it tastes like. I'm not one of those people that are like, that looks terrible, I'm not gonna get it. I wanna try it, and if I taste it and don't like it, then I can say it's terrible. I want to experience it before I shit on it. So, when we got married, I was always a little more adventurous in my eating than she was. So we would go out to restaurants and I would order something, and she's like, yeah, that sounds pretty good. Cause my wife also has this thing where she can sometimes be, not really make up her mind. On what she wants to do sometimes. So.
Shocker.
Yeah. So at restaurants.
You mean she's a woman. Interesting.
You said that, not me. Hashtag me too. So, so for a while this was happening and I was fine with it because like I love taking people to new places to try new things. So I was very happy that my wife wanted to try new foods. But after a while, it's just like I know this is not the case, but it's like, are you fucking serious right now? I just want to eat my own goddamn thing. Because I realized then, growing up, my parents, even though they had very similar tastes, they always ordered two separate different dishes. And the reason they did that is because they both loved the same stuff. So one would get one dish, one would get the other dish. They would eat most of their own dish, but then they would like swap or share. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they'd split it.
Yeah, yeah. So you still get that taste. And so I hate like ordering the same thing that she is ordering because then we can't do the little sharing thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And I like a little sharing thing.
But if you would have ordered the same thing, then you would have had not just one Reuben sandwich, but one and a half Reuben sandwiches.
Well, that's true. But see, I also figured since she doesn't like sauerkraut, if she ends up not liking the Reuben, I'll give her my baked potato and I'll eat her Reuben. So then it's win-win.
I don't know if I'm believing this story. I'm thinking it's because you didn't have paper plates to eat off of.
That might be true.
Mm-hmm.
The fine China it.
Yeah, the fine China it. So yeah. So what I started doing with my wife is I don't tell her what I'm going to order. So I'll look at the menu and I'll wait until after she orders before I place my order, because it had happened before where we pick different things. I order my thing and she's like, wait, that sounds really good. I'm going to get that. And she might have been doing it on purpose. It's very, very possible.
Dang it. She found out.
But so now I allow her to order first, which of course is very gentlemanly of me because women should always go first.
So you're not one of those people that says, I'm going to order for the lady will have a Reuben sandwich and bring her a baked potato with sour cream. Thank you. And look,
This is not Pretty Woman. Okay. We're not doing that.
Wait a minute. So
hey, you said that. I didn't say that. How dare you?
So let me dive deeper into this logic here, because what you're telling me or what you're bullshitting with us is that you're going to pick two things and not tell her until she orders. And you have to pick two things, because if Heather picks one thing,
then
you're like, shit,
the other.
That's what I was going to order.
Correct.
Then you have plan B to fall back on.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's
very devious. But see, that's where I would be ordering, like, I will have the shrimp poor boy, knowing, oh, I didn't realize that you were allergic to shellfish. Wink, wink, I did know that. But now I get all of the shrimp poor boy and then half of her Reuben sandwich. Thank you. Yum, yum.
Well, it depends where we go, though, because, like, in some places it works out, right? So if we go get Indian food, I love goat. She hates goat because she hates the gamey taste.
Mm-hmm.
So I know if I order goat, she is not going to order goat.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Yep, sure.
But outside of that, it's tough.
What just happened today with my wife and I, we went to a place and she ordered a dinner portion of tuna. Like,
oh, wow.
She wanted raw tuna, raw sesame tuna. And she ordered the dinner portion instead of, like, just the lunch portion. And I ordered, I think it was jambalaya. So I started to eat, and with my wife's, like, medical things, like, sometimes the smell of food or just tasting some food will instantly turn her away from it. Mm-hmm. And it has nothing to do with, like, the food being bad. It's just that's what happens to her sometimes. And that's what happened today. And she had an even larger portion of tuna. So she was like, oh, you should stop eating that jambalaya. You can have that tomorrow. You should eat my tuna. So here, the next time the waitress comes back around, here's old tubby Nick eating, having two entree plates in front of him, nothing in front of my wife except for a little bit of bread and her drink, and me having two huge plates in front of me. And it was delicious.
Nice. Baller.
Oh, so good.
That's why we like going to get sushi, though. Because at sushi, there's no problem. Because we just order like five or six different rolls and everyone shares it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So then it's fun. Elsewhere, not so much.
Yeah, I can see that. But the sweet thing, and I don't have kids, I can only imagine, and I'm sure this even happens through high school, where they'll either be adventurous or they'll order and just want to eat their sides, their fries and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So then they leave half of a sandwich and it's like, yeah, I'll have that grilled cheese too. Yeah, put this over on daddy's plate. Thank you. Yum, yum.
Yep. Yep.
I would
very
so
true.
Be planning out my entire meal of like, well, no, I know I'm going to have half that grilled cheese sandwich, and you know that peanut butter and jelly sandwich, that ain't going to be done. Yep. And I'll have that half a bag of chips. So let me order a half sandwich and soup, knowing that I'm going to have all that other crap.
Yep. McAllister's also has the best Heath bar cookie. It's delicious.
Ooh, that does sound good.
I also tricked Zoe into trying white chocolate macadamia cookies because that's what Reagan got. And
knowing that she wouldn't like it.
Well, yeah, because I want her to try new things. So I purposely lied to her. So Reagan got the white chocolate macadamia and Zoe got the Heath bar. Because Zoe didn't know what to get. She wanted to get a chocolate chip. And I was like, look, the Heath bar is the best cookie in here. So she got the Heath bar cookie. So she's eating it. She loved it. She gave Reagan a piece. And she's like, what kind of cookie do you have? And I was like, chocolate chip, which is not a lie. It is white chocolate chip with macadamia. So she tried it. And she's like, this doesn't taste like chocolate chip. And I said, well, it's white chocolate macadamia. And she's like, oh, that's what that tastes like. That's pretty good. So she ate her white chocolate macadamia cookie.
After eating the Heath bar cookie?
Well, no. Like, you know, we split them between the three of us.
Yeah. Well, I know if she could hoard the sweet, she will. She's a very smart girl.
Yes. Well, you know, we don't keep sweets in the house.
Right.
Because Zoe will just eat them all.
Mm-hmm.
So we learned today that she likes sugar snap peas. So that's like her new snack thing. We keep a lot of nuts in the house. Not just the people that live here, but also food wise. So she has become a very big fan of pistachios, which are my favorite nuts. So that works out pretty good. But the problem is I'll find like random pistachio shells all over her room.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Has she tried the air dried, snap peas?
I don't think so.
Has she tried those yet?
No, I don't think so.
Those are really
Oh, wait,
tasty.
Are you talking about the ones that come in a bag?
Yeah, they're like
fluffed those
up.
Are so good. Yeah,
they
I know what you're talking
good.
About.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
are those
yeah.
called?
I don't know. I have like four bags up in my little snack cabinet.
Those are so good. Even Ronnie would eat them.
And they're not carved. There's no carbs in them, buddy.
No, there's not. What are those damn thing called?
Right now I have black bean snack crisp.
Oh,
just
yep.
flavored crisp. They're That's mango it. Chili lime. Delicious.
Snap pea crisps.
Then I have red lentil snap crisps.
I like the red lentil
Tomato basil.
Ones. Yep.
And then I also have black bean habanero.
Ooh,
I have
that.
Like four bags.
Wait,
dude.
I haven't seen that. I've been trying to look for it. Nobody has it around here.
I got mine Myers, if that helps, if you have a
I
Myers.
I do not have a Myers.
Yeah, it's flavored black bean crisp. Baked habanero, 30% less fat, good source of fiber and protein.
I like the black pepper snap pea crisps.
Yes, those are nice.
Those are very good.
Not as good as the crazy baked Lay's flavored, but, you know.
You guys are making me hungry. Yeah.
Oh, dude, yeah.
I
had a new chip today.
Ooh, do tell.
I had the Doritos Flamas.
Flamas. Oh my god, who is making these up?
Frito-Lay. Not a sponsor, shame on them.
Yeah, no doubt. I had the Blaze. Are they as hot as the Blaze?
They're hotter than the Blaze.
Ooh, good golly.
The Blaze
like Jacked?
Blaze is not very hot. Hotter than Jacked.
Dang.
The Jacked are very good though, that's the Pepper Jack cheese.
Yeah, they are good.
Yeah, those are good. No, the Flamas are kind of like those Takis that the kids like to eat.
Yeah.
But they're Doritos. But they have that flavoring. They're very spicy. It's like that bright red fake powder that they put on there.
Yeah, like the Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Yep. But it also has lime in it. So when you're eating the chip, you taste the lime. But then when you swallow the chip, you taste the fire in your face.
Oh.
Yeah, they're very good.
I like that.
Doritos Flamas. They come in a little
like
purple bag.
Sounds like the atomic chicken wings I had today.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I like that.
Was this at the football's game?
It was before, But yeah, we went to a wing place before.
Were these nice. Boneless wings like the Lord intended?
Yes.
Okay.
Boneless?
Yes.
Do they make boneless wings?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Lord Jesus Christ on the seventh day when he rested created boneless chicken wings. I don't know if
for
you know
the
that.
For the refined palate.
Yeah, it's in the Bible. It's Genesis 1, chapter 69. You should look it up.
I gotcha. Well, I didn't get that far in my reading, so my bones were still in.
It's a shame. It's like you lost a third of the beat with that bone sticking in there.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep.
That's right. I like to get.
How do you use your knife and fork with those bone-in wings?
Oh, snap.
That'd be really rough.
Oh, snap.
I don't. I eat them like a savage.
Oh, my God. I'm sure you turned on every waitress in that place watching you eat those wings.
I didn't care.
Did they give you a bib?
No, but instead of napkins, they just had a paper towel stand.
Yeah, roll up paper towels.
There we go. That's when you know you're in a real wings place.
Yep.
Very nice.
Was there an owl on the door?
No. No, there wasn't. Okay.
Did they give you a moist towelette?
Ooh.
I think it was on my tray, yeah.
But you wiped your face down with the celery? Is that what happened?
Yeah. Actually, I put the ranch on my face first.
and then you dipped the celery in your face?
Yes, yes. So that way it's all there.
Like, that hot sauce isn't going to these soft lips. I'm going to put ranch sauce all over it as a fuck.
Right.
Sexy.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I got Atomic and then Mango Habanero.
Ooh, yes.
Ooh.
Let me tell you, I'm not a big mango person, but Mango Habanero is a fantastic combination.
Mm-hmm. Good call, Ronnie.
Mm-hmm.
Did the person that you went with, did they have similar hot stuff or no?
One did.
Okay.
They got the mango habanero and then the Cajun something. I don't remember what.
Nice.
And then the other one just got like the Hawaiian and sweet barbecue or whatever.
Man. Now, was this a communal, like let's just put them in the middle of the table and share them all?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
But see, this goes back to previous, because we're professionals here.
Mm.
I knew that if I got Atomic, those three wouldn't eat it.
Yeah.
See? See? You made fun of me, you motherfucker. You're doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah. So, yes. But it, like the wings that I had at C2E2 this year that were called frickin' hot wings.
Mm-hmm.
The Atomic Hot was kind of, it let me down a little bit.
Oh, man. Now, when you had the ranch sauce all over your face, did the old lady next to you at the table next to you look at the waitress and say, I'll have what he's having?
No, no.
No?
She just googly eyes at me, though. Like she wanted to dip her celery in it, too.
Oh, my.
When the steam started to come out of your ears?
Yep.
Hey, if your waitress is trying to dip her celery in it, she might not be a waitress. She might be a waiter.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm just saying.
In 2018, you just don't ask, buddy.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's very true. Good point.
Ronnie doesn't ask, and he also wink doesn't tell.
True, true.
Mm-hmm. What happens at Hooters stays at Hooters.
Did you have a natty light with your habanero wings?
No.
Oh.
No. I mean, I did have an alcoholic beverage, but it wasn't natty light.
Okay.
Was it a big, like, was it a girl drink with the umbrella?
No. No. It was a beer or...
Oh, okay.
...of that sort. But they didn't have, like, it was just all domestic stuff, so it was just a boring one.
Interesting.
You got the big bucket of beers.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. The game day special.
Yeah, right. Mm. The game day special that's $5 more expensive on game day than it is through the week.
Yep.
Well, they have to make it special some way.
Hmm.
I'm glad I drank before I went into the game, because at the actual game surrounding the stadium before you went in,
yep,
good Lord, those beers were expensive.
Because once you get in the stadium for a college game, there is no alcohol, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens at Northwestern, too.
Hmm. Yeah, but I heard that the SEC is changing that, so I don't know, for me.
That's weird.
So I don't know that 100%, but like right outside the stadium where they blocked the street off and they had the band and all that mm-hmm. stuff, they had the beer mm-hmm. tent and everything.
Nice.
Hmm. Who'd you guys play for your opening game?
University of Tennessee, Martin.
Oh, Martin. Yeah. Yeah. Famous university.
Famous.
Yeah.
With a fantastic name.
Yeah, and we fantastically left with 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter because we were winning 51-14.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, let's go so we can get the traffic.
Yep. We're going to be great this year. Wait, hold on. Who did you play?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
we're going to be great the first week.
That's like us. Usually we play either Wofford or Furman, and they're both in like shit-ass leagues. And, you know, our local team is the best team in the country, so it's always interesting to watch. No.
Oh,
the Clemson Tigers. You shut your goddamn mouth with that Gamecock bullshit.
You are a guest on this podcast. You shut that filthy whore mouth of yours.
Well, I was just curious because I think in like 2 or 3 weeks, I think Missouri goes there to play the Gamecocks.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll pull for Missouri then.
Go Mizzou.
That's right. No, we are the number one team in the country, and we played for
Alabama?
University. Are you serious? Oh. Alabama's like 3 years ago, bro. Get with the program.
Alabama's ranked number one.
Clemson's got the best defense in the country.
Oh, you're talking defense. I thought you meant overall.
And the number one quarterback in the country.
Hey. Did Colin Cowherd just come into the podcast? What the fuck's going on over here?
Is Paul Tesner in here?
Paul,
where are you, Paul?
What the fuck is going on over here?
Paul has taken over the podcast. God damn it.
How did we take this turn? I popped open another beer and I'm in Fox Sports 1 studio right now. What the fuck's going on over here? Legionnaires, am I mistaken here? I turned the channel. I obviously turned the channel. We're not on Nerdy Legion anymore, right? What happened here?
Oh, man.
My God, are we going to go into point differentials now? What the fuck are we doing here?
This is our backdoor pilot to our new podcast.
No, this is not. No. Did you hear our last Nerdy Legion episode? That's the closest we're getting to fantasy. We had a Marvel character fantasy draft. That's the closest we're getting.
Hey, listen.
Get out.
1 minute of football talk in 166 episodes, I
no,
think is all right.
No. Actually, that's one more minute than we ever talked about anime, so I'll allow it.
See, and I was trying, with this new rebranding and the self-help, I was trying to tell people not to buy beer around the stadium.
That is true. That was a good point. That was a good point. I like that point. Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
You're forgiven, Ronnie. We appreciate it.
Since I have the two number one and number two Batman fans on this episode of Nerdy Legion, what are you guys doing to celebrate Batman Day coming up?
Obviously, I'm going to watch DC Unlimited all day long.
Nice.
Well, I don't know if I'm number two, maybe on this podcast, but...
Yes, on this podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say Jay's probably number two.
Yeah.
For sure, but on this podcast, not on the network, the podcast, right? Now.
Okay.
Yes.
I would probably watch Batman Animated in my Batman caped socks.
Ooh,
nice.
Dude, I don't know if you saw it, but they just upgraded the box set Batman Animated Series collection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where you're now also getting a digital copy.
Ooh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Gwen, where do you redeem the digital code at, though? What streaming service?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
That's a good question. But however, Nick, it doesn't really matter. Because chances are you redeem it on like Vudu, right? I think you, usually that's what, that's where you do it. And I don't know if I told you on the podcast, I might have told you off air, you can sign up for movies anywhere and then it doesn't matter.
Yes, you did tell me that. I am signed up on Vudu. So if anyone is buying that physical copy, I will happily pay for that digital copy.
Ronnie, in case you didn't know, you can go to moviesanywhere.com. You can sign up for an account. Matter of fact, I think Disney owns the Movies Anywhere.
Smart.
But you can sign up for an account, and then you can connect all your services. So you can do like Google Play Movies. You can do Amazon. You can do iTunes, Vudu. And I thought there was one more. And then no matter what service you are on, any movies that you bought in any of those services show up on the same screen.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yep.
I like that.
It's kind of like when Comixology got bought out by Amazon.
Yeah, you get the Kindle stuff on there.
Yeah, you get your Kindle stuff on your Comixology app, if it's tied together.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't it be? What kind of animals wouldn't do that?
That one guy over there.
I mean, certainly there's no animals like that on this podcast.
I told you the wife does not need to know how much I spend on a monthly basis on Comixology. Let's get that straight.
You just gotta do like me, dude. You just spend and spend and spend until your wife's like, listen, you gotta quit spending. And I'm like, all right.
We just had that talk 3 days ago.
Yeah? How'd it go?
That's why I was shocked that 2 days later she's like, we should get you an Alex Ross sketch. It's only $1,000. What? I thought we just talked. We just spent three times our normal amount on our Visa, and you have to stop doing that. You have to stop spending all this money. But then I didn't have the heart to say, you realize my Comixology account now only has 11 cents in it, right? Do you realize it? That has to change in the next couple of days, just to let you know.
I had to rebalance our budget a couple of weeks ago because my wife's like, I don't understand why like we don't have this much money instead of this much money. And I'm like, I don't know. Send me the budget. I'll look at it. And I looked at it and I was like, God damn, we spend a lot of goddamn money. Just some like random shit that makes no sense.
That's because you recorded the episode of Kickstarter Corner.
Bastards.
Yeah. I did get that chat once. She's like, why are there like five different charges from Kickstarter?
I get that one pretty much like every 2 weeks.
I got that one through.
I blame it on Aaron. I'm like, well, Facebook message Aaron.
Yeah, she's it's like, Aaron's fault.
She's like, who's paying for this? And I'm like, well, I thought it could be birthday, knowing that there's no way I'm going to be able to sell that, as well as I can't use that after my birthday. So I was like, damn it. I wanted that original sketch. Leave me alone, woman.
You got to do like I do. Be like, oh my God, you spent this much money in comics this month? And be like, yeah, but I didn't drink any wine in 2 weeks. See, that's how you do it.
Or, it came out of that card? I thought I put it in the other card.
Oh, buddy, that was years ago. I used that one. Can't go back to that well. But I will say, I know some of this, like adding it up, it's like, okay, this was, I'm sure this credit card bill was from our Vegas trip, which was pricey, as well as getting new windows. That's pricey. I like, even just adding in that stuff, knowing sort of how much all that is, I'm like, there's still $3,000 of stuff that we didn't spend. And I know I didn't even come close to that with any of my expenses. Sure, McDonald's iced teas. Sure, Comixology, $20, $40 here and there. But then I'm like, but yet I'm learning so much from all these YouTube channels that she's watching. I'm learning these new terms like contouring and sack. What the hell's the new one this week? She had on a pair of pants and she goes, look at the top of them. These are called paper bag pants.
What?
Where like the top of them, the top of the pants are sort of ruffly, like they're high waisted and they're ruffly. And it sort of looks like a paper bag. Like if you were to cinch a paper bag at the top. So they're called paper bag pants. Like that's the style. And she goes, oh, no, they're really in. So that's why I'm like, wait a minute. I'm learning contouring regarding makeup. Never heard that come out of anyone's mouth except for yours by watching all these YouTube videos. Now paper bag pants. Now that's in our lexicon. And I'm like, I bet you if I sat, but yet I'm too bored and lazy already to even think to do this. But if I sat there with that bill and been like, that was from a YouTube video. That was from, oh, Nordstrom Rack. I'm sure that's contouring. And I'm sure this thing, oh, I'm sure that's from. And if I added up all the clothes, it's like, that's where some of this is coming. And I already told her, I'm like, I'm getting rid of the Apple TV. I'm like, Siri, you're gone. I'm like, I don't need you, like, going on and finding all these new terms to jump onto. I'm like, I know where some of this money's going. But it's easy to be like, Kickstarter? What the hell is Kickstarter?
Yeah, but see, her contouring is like your Comixology, though. It, like, cancels each other's out.
Yeah, but see, I also, like, I'll take money every paycheck, and that is in hope that I don't put anything on the credit card. Mm-hmm. So she has no clue where I'm spending that money. She just assumes, well, it's not on the credit card, which it never is. I just go, this happens every paycheck. Let me withdraw amount. Okay, and I take all that, and I take $20 out, put it into my wallet, and the rest of it's like, okay, deposit into this other account that I use for Comixology, all the rest of the money. So then at the end of like 2 weeks, she's like, where do you spend all your money? I mean, I'm trying to figure it out, and I'm like, you don't need to worry about that.
That's awesome. That's like my Kickstarter or my WWE Champions addiction. Yeah. I do the same thing, Nick.
Oh, I have to hear about this. Martin, have you ever heard about the WWE Champions?
Yes.
I gotta know more. I have to figure out what the hell you're doing, Baron, regarding that.
What do you mean? What am I doing?
How much are you spending? What are you spending it on? What's the drive?
Oh, we can't talk about this on air.
I thought so. Because every time we talk, I'm always like, wait a minute, you're doing this and this expense is weekly? Wait a minute, you're doing this and this expense is monthly? I'm like, how much are you spending on WWE Champions? I'm like, you're the mythic white whale that every video game company wants. You're it.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Too funny.
I think it's time to wrap up, gents.
I think this episode just became open bar, even though we're putting it under Nerdy Legion. Because I just had 5 beers. Guys, I'm drunk. I'm the girl at the prom with her dress off at this point. What the heck?
Shit.
I've been drinking since 10.
Oh, me God. Too. I would be so asleep. Oh, my God. I'd be so asleep.
Oh, now I have to go get something to eat because you sons of bitches made me hungry.
Where are you going?
Oh, I'm not driving anywhere. I'll go to the pantry.
Uber Eats.
You're not sending your son out for food?
Well, he might still be at Pizza Hut. He might still be at work.
There you go.
Yeah, have him deliver a thin and crispy.
There you go.
Dude, actually, I might be breaking down and actually eating carbs tomorrow because the wife and I have been discussing for 2 days how we both are dying to have Pizza Hut.
Well, technically, nobody delivers out here. I'm like not even a quarter mile outside the city limits, so nobody delivers where I'm at.
Yeah, I used to have that problem here too.
But it's fine though. I'd rather do that than be neighbors on top of neighbors on top of neighbors.
Well, see, here 10 years ago it was nothing but goddamn chicken farms, and now there's like a new store popping up every day.
Okay.
Like in the last 6 months, we got a Papa John's, a Pizza Hut, Little Caesars with another one opening up.
Oh, yeah. Those are my crack.
Yeah. Yeah, Little Caesars is terrible, dude. Listen, you want to talk about motherfucking garbage food?
Yeah.
Little Caesars is the epitome. Forget Taco Bell. Little Caesars. Yeah. But you know what? That $5 pizza, it's fucking delicious.
Yep.
Don't tell Aaron Bell.
Yeah, don't tell him. He won't listen to it anyway.
Nah.
And why get the $5 lunch box when you can get a $5 whole medium pizza?
It's true. It's very true. See, I get the $8 deep dish.
Oh,
there you go.
Because that's delicious.
It's still it's only $8. Come on.
Yeah, $8, dude. If you go to Papa John's, first of all, you shouldn't go to Papa John's because Papa John molests children. For the price of one Papa John's pizza, you can get like 14 pizzas at Little Caesars.
Yeah. And they taste better too.
Yeah, they do. I don't know, man. That damn ranch, what is it? Ranch chicken or whatever, something like that.
Yeah.
Damn, a ranch
the
chicken.
The white one?
Yeah, the white one. And then there's like a spicy chicken one too at Papa John's. They are delicious.
Huh. Yeah, they're a little bit more.
I'll take your word for that.
Yeah, they're like 18 bucks, I think.
Yeah. God, now I'm hungry.
Let's wrap this up so I can go.
Does Little Caesars deliver? You've been listening to the Nerdy Legion podcast with Nick Wetmore and special guest Ronnie Barron.
Yeah.
And myself, your humble host, Martino Ferretino.
Mm-hmm.
You can find Nick at Nick Wetmore. Ronnie's at Rumba316. I am at Not Papa John's. See you next time.